This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Democratic U.S. presidential hopeful Julian Castro traveled to the Meskwaki Nation in Iowa Friday for a meet and greet. The candidate discussed his People First Indigenous Communities Plan, which he released last week with priorities involving sovereignty, treaties, and justice for Native women. In his 2020 campaign stop, Castro committed to working with tribes. In an interview with CBS News at Friday's event, if elected, Castro said he would appoint an Indigenous person to his cabinet. A Montana tribe is considering a change in its constitution that would ease the amendment process, Olivia Reingold reports.
The Chippewa Cree Business Committee agreed to start the process to hold a vote on amending their constitution. Richard Sangri, the committee's chief of staff, says it's about time. Under the current constitution, he says he has to constantly call the U.S. Secretary of the Interior in Washington, D.C. for approval on things like lease agreements and new enrollees.
Sometimes it'll just lay on somebody's desk and you have to look for it.
You mean you have to call and say, hey, has anyone looked over this X, Y, and Z request?
Where's our water code? Where's this code?
The Chippewa Cree are one of about 180 tribal nations that adopted their constitutions as part of the Indian Reorganization Act of the 1930s. They include boilerplate language that the Bureau of Indian Affairs provided to help tribes write their own constitutions. But now, Sangri says that language requiring the Interior Secretary's approval...
It's really a hassle a lot of times because we do need those in order for us to confront modern issues, really.
Maylin Smith, a law professor at the University of Montana, says the amendment change is needed.
If you're a sovereign government, you should not have to be getting approval from the Department of Interior for the operations of your sovereign government.
She says she sometimes consults with tribes who have constitutions that require the Interior Secretary to sign off on all amendment changes, including an amendment change that would write the Interior Secretary out of future changes. In the Chippewa Cree Constitution, that's Article 10.
Any tribe that still has that in their constitution, my recommendation is you should amend your constitution and get that out of there.
The tribe will vote on making that change once it collects the signatures it needs to hold an election. Future changes could touch on enrollment and leasing of tribal lands. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
The Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians raised its tribal flag Saturday at the International Peace Garden, which is on the U.S.-Canadian border. The North Dakota tribe recognizes the land as ancestral and the flag as a show of respect, sovereignty, and partnership with all nations. A Navajo man is scheduled to be executed in December for murder despite the tribe's opposition. Lesmond Mitchell was convicted in 2003 of murdering a Navajo woman and her granddaughter on the Navajo Nation. The tribe opposed the death sentence due to traditional Navajo values, the Farmington Daily Times reports. Last week, the U.S. Justice Department announced the government will resume capital punishment, scheduling 5 executions, including Mitchell's. A federal judge Friday dismissed the $250 million libel suit against the Washington Post by Kentucky Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman. The lawsuit claimed false and damaging coverage following the confrontation of Sandman and other students with Native elder Nathan Phillips in Washington, D.C. in January. Videos of the incident went viral and led to much news coverage and controversy. The Associated Press reports the judge found the Post was protected by the First Amendment. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.